Randy Nagemeyer on the line. Randy, welcome to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are you all this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Pretty good. We're doing better than those the people over in the Ukraine. That's kind of an interesting situation. It's been extremely volatile.
Yeah.
Well, it's been terrible. And, you know, I think possibly now with the administration, you know, stepping down and, you know, the opportunity here now for the Ukraine people to kind of reform their government, have some elections, and hopefully move in a more democratic process. But as you know, the last few weeks over there have been tremendously a lot of turmoil, and unfortunately a lot of people lost their lives. Mm-hmm. And so I think what things that we need to see now is for the free nations to step in and help them through this transition period, and hopefully keep the Russians from getting too much involved in this. You know, I think a lot of the reasons that we had so much instability over there is quite honestly from the Russian influence.
Yeah, I was seeing some of the reports and just, you know, some of the, I guess, clips from newsreels and things like that of Putin and his involvement. And it's just, you know, you really don't know where he stands. It's almost like there's some sort of secondary agenda.
Well, I never trust Putin on anything. I mean, I still think he's a communist, and, you know, he rules with an iron fist in his own country. And he sees, you know, the Ukrainians is trying to kind of really associate themselves more with the EU is kind of a threat to the region. And so I think he was trying to resist that as much as possible. And I think he will continue to intervene in this as they begin to, you know, establish a new country, new leadership as I move forward.
Okay. where do you think... Where do you think the Russian policy is going to end up in support? I mean, do you think that they're actually behind and supporting different factions right now? Because oftentimes, you know, in the past, the United States has done that, and we support people that, you know, often turn around and you know, bite the hand that fed them or helped them or protected them or supplied them.
Yeah, you know, sometimes picking, you know, the succession leadership in countries is you know, not always work out, as you said. And one of the things that we do know, I think, in the past is Putin has, you know, gotten involved in supporting, you know, some of the leadership in that country. And whether, you know, how involved he was, it's hard to say. But my guess is he will continue to be that way. And I think one of the things that, as you point out, even when we've done that, sometimes when you think you're picking the right leader for succession, you know, it doesn't turn out that way. And it looks, you know, kind of a side note, looks like Egypt is, you know, about to go through that process again as we see the military, you know, stepping down from the leadership in that country. So a lot of instability around the world right now.
Okay, Randy, we're going to take a break if you'll hang with us. We appreciate that. It's 7:43. Good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO. It's 7:48. Tom, Laura with Randy Nagemeyer on the line. Randy, get a call from John. John, you're on.
Good morning, Randy. I'm calling concerning House Bill 2847, also known as FATCA. From what I read of it, it looks as though that could dangerously, adversely affect the value of the dollar. Do you agree with this? And has this already been voted on? I'm a little unsure about all of this.
Well, you know, what FATCA is it's a requirement for, you know, financial institutions to report transactions of people working abroad. There's a lot of different people that have different opinions on that. But I do know we've had some people bring to our attention that is causing some issues for particularly some of those people that are working for U.S. companies, but they're working abroad. We're going to see some tax reform bills coming up in the next few weeks. And my guess is that, you know, some of these issues during those discussions. But I'm not sure whether it affects the value of the dollar or not. That's something that probably we'd have to get some economists to give us some feedback on or not.
Yeah. Okay.
Did that answer your question, John?
Well, yeah. The transmission got real choppy there during the important part of it.
Yeah, could you repeat what you said, Randy? The last thing you just said.
Yeah, I think that the question about whether what kind of impact is, I know it might have on our economy and on the value of the dollar. I'm not sure whether I know that or not. We'd have to get some economists to give us some input on that. But I do know as we look at this tax reform that we've been working on and about being repatriating money that's stranded abroad, getting those dollars back into this country, all of those kind of issues, I think, are issues that are going to be discussed in the upcoming tax reform that's being proposed.
Yes, okay. The other question that I had then was has this bill already been voted on? Has it already passed or not?
Well, the fact is currently in place. There is some discussion about repealing portions of it. And I'm quite honestly, we'll have to do a check. That's not a committee that I'm currently serving on.
Yeah.
And so I'll have to check and see what the status on that is. And we'd be glad to report back to you next week as to what the status, where we are with that.
Okay, that sounds fine.
That work for you, John?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back at 7:51. Good morning. KFYO at 7:55. Back with Randy Neugebauer, Tom and Laura. It's Monday. It's 32 degrees on the outside. Randy, where are we at on unemployment? And seems like everybody, as far as both sides of the aisle, are kind of, just kind of hunkering down and maintaining position, not so much pushing agenda.
Well, with the Senate keeps trying to bring it up over there, and my guess is this coming week that you could see some more efforts to do that this week and next week. The administration's pushing that hard. So we'll have to see, Tom, where that heads. But, it's an issue that is not dying, and we'll just have to see. But, the Republicans think we ought to be doing more about passing some of these bills that we've sent over to the Senate. It would actually help create jobs rather than focusing on things that just give people, money for when they're not working. The best thing that you can do for someone that's unemployed in this country, is help them get a good paying job. And that's what Republicans really are trying to focus on right now.
Right. Okay, Randy. Well, hey, I appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to let you go just a little bit early this morning. But if you can go ahead and research that bill, we'll get back on that 28-27 this next week, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning.